This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to spend a little time with Rick Pitino here. St. John's up to number 6 in the country off the Big East regular season title. So you had Pitino with BT and Sal here on the Fan yesterday. Happy his team's had to face some pressure recently, grind out some tight games because of what lies ahead.
We needed that test going into the Big East tournament as well as the NCAA because these guys don't have any experience at all with the NCAA. None.
And then he's quick to remind us and his team, I'm sure, that they're not the most talented group, I guess, and can't rest on their laurels.
There's no Chris Mullins on his basketball team, so let's not get too carried away. Let's be very, very thankful that what they've accomplished. Be very hopeful.
And go from there, keep fighting and working hard, which was part of the message during that now viral halftime speech he gave to his team at Providence early in the season. Turning point that night and the rest of the way, but even he admits maybe it was a little bit too much in the moment.
You know, when I watched that, I said, oh, God. I had looked at myself and said, settle down. And, you know, I was just trying to win the game.
I love that so much. I showed it to my 8-year-old the other day with the bleeps.
Yeah.
But, you know, trying to instill some of these lessons about pushing through and we don't necessarily want to do things or it's not going our way. So I fired up a little Pitino halftime at Providence.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I did the same. I had a similar conversation about not giving up when things aren't going your way.
Yeah.
When we were playing some ball in the house the other day with the two girls. But I did not show them the Rick Pitino thing, and now I feel like I got to do that.
As long as, you know.
To my 3-year-old.
You get the bleeped version, and, you know, Gina won't be annoyed that you're showing them that.
Nah.
Fired up was he Coach Pitino. Even he said, "You got that, Coach? Calm down a little bit.
Yeah, chill out.
Self-reflection. You don't hear this from a big-time coach too often, as successful as he is, at least publicly or on the airwaves, as was the case here.
I'm overpaid right now. They, you know, it's they should take some money away from me. So it's I don't need anything. Mm-hmm. And my agent's going to kill me for saying that because he keeps saying you're not in the top 5 of Big East coaches. He's going to kill me now.
All right, right now, though, fully focused on the task at hand, not getting caught up in the success they've had to this point.
I don't want to embrace the moment at all until come May where I sit back and say, hey, man, that was great. And just have a gin and tonic, sit on the beach and just say, man, I'm so proud of those guys. And I'm really, really proud of the coaches and what we accomplished this year.
And now here's where you guys come in, and then we'll move forward after the deal Gio brokered when Pitino was on this program just a few weeks back.
And just so you know, and when you're having that gin and tonic, there's a good chance Boomer and Gio's going to be next to you on the Wingfoot Golf Club, because I know you invited those guys. Gio's going to be pestering you every day to get out there and play golf on your track, Rick. You open up the door for him.
I would love to have them, certainly.
There you go. You're in.
Oh, the sweet sounds of the Rick Pitino
just
invite.
Like that.
Isn't that great? And by the way, we got to bring Kenny to that, but that was part of the deal.
Yeah, he already knows.
Okay, just making sure.
Mike, believe me, Mike texted me right after you did that.
What do you mean, did that? It's a good thing for all of us.
I
mean the way you say did that? I mean, this is a good thing.
I'm not saying it's not a good thing. I mean,
you've done so much for me. I'm giving back now.
Okay.
By having Rick Pitino host us.
Okay, let me just tell you something. Hard golf course, dude. Straight ahead. Let's go. Trust me. I understand.
Every golf course is a hard golf course. It's about the company.
Okay.
That's what it's about. We'll have some fun. We'll probably team up, you and I, and we actually had some success last year. We did.
Yes, we did.
We had some success last year.
A lot of success, actually.
So, yeah, looking forward to
great
it.
Great advice from Boomer there, straight ahead.
Yeah.
As if, you know.
Or you want to hit into the woods and the other courses.
No, the problem is like when you hit the ball like 90 degrees and you got to go that way.
But if he could help it.
Hit it back this way.
He would.
That way,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
No. For the most part, he plays very quickly, which is something that I do appreciate. He doesn't labor over a shot, doesn't think too much about it, and just gets up there and plays. That's
there
all.
There you go. Keep it moving.
There was one golf course you said you couldn't stand because of like the sight lines when you play, but you love the course. But for your swing,
it's a hard place for me to play. I always have a tough day there. Yes.
And then you also said Deepdale is one of those places, and I played Deepdale with you, and you're curving it around the trees perfectly that day. I was like, I thought you had a problem here.
Well, I figure my game has to, just kind of has to adjust to what tends to be in my way when I play.
Everything's in
and my friends who are my friends who do play there, and it's a beautiful place. I mean, my God, it's the fastest greens in America.
Deepdale, yeah.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I will say that it makes you focus because of the way that the course is built and with the trees around it. I'm usually playing at Lynx course. That's what I usually like to play.
Yeah, a little more space there.
And my friends who are members just absolutely laugh at me because I always send them a text that I just, shot 110 at Deepdale because I five putted on number eight.
No way. 110?
Well, you can at that place.
Come on, yes. It's.
Jeez.
I mean, I putted, like, people who've played this place understand that the eighth green is like impossible. And then when they put the pin up in the top left corner and you putt down on it and you just barely touch it, it goes all the way down the hill. And then you got to chip back up onto the green again.
Yeah, there was a story. The Italian prime minister would land his helicopter on one of the fairways and go play occasionally.
16,
that place.
I think 16. Michael Bloomberg would land a helicopter there too as well.
And this was one of the showers. I was like, gotta take a shower in this place.
Yes.
And I go back and I hear Boomer in the back corner of the showers. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on in here? And then I turn on the shower and then it's the both of us going. It's like you're in a. I mean, it's like a tsunami. It's crazy. It's like nothing.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that is true.